Welcome. I am on a nature walk. I'm outside. You might be able to hear the crickets. It's cool. The ambiance is nice. Kind of clear skies. Maybe some clouds above, but for the most part, it's a nice evening. And welcome to Pineapples and French Fries. I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. So, what's happening? What's up? What's going on in the world? A lot. I don't think I can sugarcoat that. I can't sugarcoat that. I can't say everything's perfect and dandy and wildflowers and unicorns and rainbows and ice cream when it's not. At least in my book. Maybe that's just because I'm human and I try to see the good, but I also have to acknowledge what's wrong, because we have to in order to move on. And what am I referring to? I don't think I have to acknowledge that. There's just a lot. If you pay attention to the news, if you have a phone, if you have connection to Wi-Fi, you know what's going on. You know current events. You know about global virus. You know about the, you know about tension in the United States. You know about the uncertainty. You know about the doubt. You know about the fear. You know about what's going on. So that's not what this is about. Today, my conversation with my phone is the feelings, the how I'm processing it, how I am allowing it to impact me personally. That's what this is about. I would love to give a 5-step program and a 5-step this and a 10-step that, and here's how you can get back to normal in 10 steps, and if you do this bit by bit, prescribed actions, you'll get back to normal. I'd love to give that. I don't think I have that. But I'd love to give you all just a little glimpse into how I'm processing. Every day is different. Today was a little different than yesterday, and the day before was kind of a carbon copy of the last day. But a lot of times, a lot of these days, I'm pretty sure you can relate, maybe, possibly, maybe not. But I'm pretty sure someone else would say, what is time? We kind of forget about time, and I think we've forgotten about time over the course of these past maybe 6 months or so. So at March, April, May, June, July, August. Wow, 6 months. Yeah, 6 months of to some it's been torture. To some it's been painful. To some it's been some of the hardest times in their lives. Yeah, what is time? What is today? I asked myself, what is today? And if I was probably feeling a little bit different, I would have known what the day was. But today was one of those days where I had to say, what is today? And I don't know if you can relate to that. So, how am I processing? Good question. By the grace of God, whatever you believe, this isn't a religious podcast, but it's, I believe, that we can all relate to something common, and that is grace. And my grace comes from God. My grace comes from Jesus and what happened so long ago on a cross. That's what I believe. Again, this is not what that's about, but it's ingrained in me and it's my personal beliefs, and that's what I believe. So today's conversation, it's more so about how I'm processing, not the way I process, not the prescription 5-step process, but more so what's behind it and why I cope the way I cope and why I move the way I move. So that's what it's about. I'm thankful that you are listening this far, because truth be told, I mean, we all have things that we could be doing right now, but you're deciding to listen to me. So thank you. I appreciate that. Because listening to me process thoughts may not always sound fun, but you're listening to me, and thank you. But processing my thoughts by the grace of God is an ongoing learning process. It's an ongoing learning journey. It's an ongoing tug of war. But that's been the past 6 months. The past 6 months have been torturous to many. I think I just have to almost encapsulate that, because, I mean, that's just the human experience. So I would love to say there have been so many different ways that processing, and yes, there have. But I think for the most part, it's been the overall perception of has been torture. Like, why us? Why now? Why quarantine? It's been crazy. Like, I think it's just easier just to say a lot of us have been going through the same thing. And I want to say, because most of us have been going through the same thing of uncertainty and doubt and what's coming up and how to feel about this and decisions and some really important things going on, and it'll be okay. It will be okay. It will be okay. It will be okay. We may not know what the future holds. We don't know what the future holds. We know that it will be good. We know that it will be different. We know that it will be challenging. And we know that it will be for the better. But what we don't know is when and where and how and for who and by who. Those are big questions. For those who like to make every decision and control everything, that's scary, because you don't know. You don't know. So tonight, I just want to come and say it will be okay. maybe this is just for me. Maybe this is just my way to process, and of course I'll upload it, but I don't know if this is just for me and the way I'm processing everything going on. But I knew I couldn't let everything stay in, because to be honest, it's a lot. It's a lot. With everything going on in terms of racial tension and natural events and war and political drama and everything going on in our world today, along with and in terms of that, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for one to handle. And I don't blame you if you want to shut off your phone sometimes and say, you know what, I've had enough. Because sometimes I do that same thing. There are days when I can't. Not because I don't want to stay involved or aware, but it's just, it becomes too much. It becomes too much. So, it will be okay. It will be okay. I know it will be okay because it's been okay in the past. And it will be okay today. It will be okay next week. It will be okay. You may have to go through some stuff. You may have to encounter some things that you didn't want to encounter. You may become this person that you always knew was there but didn't know how to bring them out. You always knew that. It will be okay though. A lot of things are uncertain. There's a lot of things that are not decided yet. But let me tell you, make the decision today to not let someone else decide for your future what it will be like. Make the decision today to not let someone else make that decision for you in terms of living out your best, doing your best, saying, you know what? That's not right. And I'm kind of blanking on it, but I think you get the picture. You get the picture. You may not be able to control everything, but you can control you. You can control your actions, your habits, your behaviors. That's what you can control. So if you need some certainty, hey, look at that. Do a self-evaluation. Take a look at the mirror and say, you know what? What can I do right now for me? What can I do? I may not be able to control the world. I may not be able to control what happens in an election. I may not be able to control what happens tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But what can I control with me? What can I control with me? Because my friend, that's all I think we have power over, at least right now. So if that's all we have control over right now, and if that's all you want to control right now, you don't want to control the whole world, hey, that might be an option for you. Look at what you need to do and go full steam ahead. Because I'm telling you, it starts with you. It starts with us. We can't expect changes to happen in the world and not make those same changes ourselves. I don't think it works like that. So, as I move on, as I just kind of close it out, I just want to say, you know what? It'll be okay. Trust yourself to make the decisions, to make good decisions. Trust yourself to make good decisions. Yes, we don't know what the future holds, but let me tell you, if you trust yourself to move forward, guess what? Failure and changes and failures and falls are inevitable. Those will happen. But when you trust yourself to move forward, you're essentially telling yourself, hey, regardless of the failures that will happen and the challenges that will take place and the hoops that I have to go through and the people that I have to talk to and to converse with, I will be okay because I trust myself to make good decisions. When you trust yourself to make good decisions, you will know, oh, if I fail down the road, I know that I have all that was I know that I have all within me to pick myself up and to move forward. That's what you can know to be certain. And when you know that to be certain, guess what? You'll be okay. You don't know what those challenges are. You don't know when they'll happen. You don't know when they'll pop up in the video game. But you do know that when they come up, you'll be okay. Perfection is this thing that I don't think is going to take place. I'm not saying perfection doesn't exist, but I'm just like, for me personally, I'm just going to say, don't wait for everything to be perfect. Sometimes you just have to take action and move forward, regardless of what it looks like now. Because when you are taking inventory of what things look like now, you can say, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I may be feeling like this right now, but I will be okay. It will be okay. Because you have everything within you to live a powerful life. And that's, my friend, with grace, anything can take place. So that's all I have for you. Don't forget to take your deep breaths. Don't forget to drink some water. Don't forget to call a loved one. Don't forget to do something nice today. But don't forget to take care of yourself. Don't forget to check on your strong friend who you think has it all together. Because let me tell you, everyone needs someone to check on them. So, check on them, see how they're doing. Yeah, they're smiling today, but sometimes the next day or the next week, everything's not so pretty. So just be cognizant of how they're doing. A little bit goes a long way. So check on them. Check on them. And with all that said, peace. I love you guys. Have a great day. This has been another episode of Pineapples and French Fries. Yay!